trees and armory. A warehouse full of weapons. Everyone is armed. Everybody has a gun. Looking for a reason to use it. You had a nice camera, don't tell me you wouldn't want to take a picture. Sure, you take a picture, your selfie with a gun. Kissinger, the first dude picked to investigate 911, had to resign. He had a clear conflict of interest. You see, mass murder was his brand. Kissinger, no single individual in history bears responsibility for more slaughter on more continents. But this is not that kind of war. This here ain't no happy requiem for Henry K. and we call him Hank. Now, if you want it to be, it might be, it could be, it probably is. A long-delayed night vigil for all the human beings that Henry killed. This is a prayer of healing and safe passage for all of Henry's victims. All of them. Carpet bombing in Cambodia, genocide in East Timor, mass rape, and more mass murder in Bangladesh. Just to please Hank, the generals dropped Argentine students out of helicopters and into the ocean, and Hank put the barrel of that gun in Salvador Allende's mouth. You say you're ready to get out of the empire, but are you ready to get the empire out of you? Because the war pigs are coming for your body. The war pigs are coming for your body. The war pigs are very good at starting wars. They do not fight them.
Causes birth defects. 100 years on the planet, and not
now 1 minute and a quarter long till you get to the face of even one of the many victims of his crimes of state. Smoothwood, Coldwell. No, this is not a call about justice deferred or justice that never comes at all. But while the dark birds gather in the trees, they wait for the sun to soften the flesh so these bodies can be devoured and removed from sight. No, this is a poor I need to tell my audience that we are all slaves. Do you know how I can tell you and I are slaves? Because none of us look like terrible people, and yet I know and you know that we are paying terrible things, and we wouldn't do that if we were not somehow enslaved, or maybe just ensnared by some kind of witchcraft, or maybe it's just statecraft. But we must get out of this cave. The stench is horrible. Your country is an armory, a rickety white house full of weapons and little else. You say you're ready to get out of the Empire. Are you ready to get the Empire out of you?
Thank you. We'll be right back.